Okay, today is Bava Tzia Daf Nun Beis. We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So the previous Mishnayos were talking about the dinim of Ona'a when it comes to buying, you know, items, right? Now, and how long you had to return in case you, when you, once you discovered the Ona'a. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with the Ona'a when it comes to the value of the Matbeya, the value of the coin. So remember, the coins actually have intrinsic value. And sometimes they get shaved down, and they lose over time. They get rubbed out, so they'll lose the value. So the question is, at what point in time did it lose enough value that it's enough? And if I'm going to give you a shekel, I'm going to give you a sella, but it rubbed out to a certain point. See, machlokes in the Mishnah, 1/24th, 1/12th, or 1/6th, is that enough? Okay, so the Mishnah says, kama tehe sella chasera v'lo yeba onah. The way the Mishnah's word is that up to what point. Can the coin get rubbed down, and this would be the last point where it would not be ona. Anything more than being rubbed down, more than this would be ona. So, just I know the article has it, and I think in the Masifta it has a summary. You need to know the chilukei matveyos. So, we'll just say it quickly. One seller is the largest amount that equals 2 shkalim. A seller equals 4 dinarim. A seller equals 24 mos. A seller equals 48 pundionios, and a seller equals 96 isarim. Now we're going to have to do the math based on the fact that it goes 2, 4, 24, 48, 96, depending on the coin. Okay? So kama te sella chasev lo yebo ona. Rabbi Meir Omer, arba isaros. If you lose 4 isaros from a sella, which means 4 out of 96, which is isar la dinar, which is 1 isar to a dinar, right? 1 dinar, based on the math, equals 24 isarin. So therefore, if you lose one of those, which is 1/24th, he was a 24th, basically, right? That's Rav Meir. So first sheet is 1/24th. For our purposes, we just have to remember the fraction. What 24th? Rav Yehuda Omer, arba pundionios pujon l'dinar. You lose 4 pundionios to a sella, which is really a pundion l'dinar, which means you lost 1/12th. Because a pundion is 1 sella is 48 pundionios. You lose 4 out of those 48. It's 1/12th. Once Rav Shimon Omer, and the Gemara's going to ask why in this coin you have these different shiurim, and only Rav Shimon says it's shnei pundyonim to a dinar. It's 2 pundyonim to a dinar. Sorry, I skip. Shmona pundyonios, shnei pundyonios to a dinar. So it's 8 pundyonios, which is 8 out of 48, which is 1/6. Right? Or it's shnei pundyonim to a dinar, which is 2 pundyonim to a dinar. Right? So a pundyon, it's 1 dinar. First one's better. It's 1/6. 1 dinar, 4 dinarim to a sella, 48 pundionim to a sella. Yeah, 1/6 equals 1/6. You're losing 8 out of 48. So that's 1/6. So Mark McGuire is going to ask why in by Mekach we said it's 1/6 and here there's a machlokas 1/12, 1/24. What's the difference? Okay. So ad masai mutar lahachzir. The Gemara is asking us also until what point if you discover that there's ona. So what point can you return it? So the Mishnah says, "Bakrachem in the big cities, akadesh yirosh l'chani." Until you show it to the money changer, until the time period that you would have had to show it to the money changer. Had that time passed, you know, the money that probably at night or at the end of the market day, whatever that is, then you can't return it. Bakfarim in the outlying areas where there are no money changers there, ad arvei shabbos until erev Shabbos, because that's when they come into town to buy the foods for tzarchei Shabbos, and therefore you would be able to show it to a money changer then. So it's sort of the same shear, just depending on when you get there. Now, we're just going to read the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to talk about this. Im haya makira, if seems to be say the person who got them, who gave the matveya was makir that this matveya was no good. Afilu la'achar shnei masar chodesh, he can return it. He can get it back even after 12 months. Right? Afilu la'achar shnei masar chodesh mekabel hameno ve'ein lo alav el taromis. And the only thing you have is a complaint. You don't have any legal, any halachic issues. You just have a complaint. The Gemara is going to talk about what that means. Now the Mishnah brings another din. There, and even if you have this matveya, which is missing a shear that equals the amount of ona'a, nosna l'maisr sheni, you can still be mechala maisr sheni mos, maisr sheni payrus onto this mos, even though it's missing, right? So therefore, let's say it's worth $100, and you're going to be, originally it's $100, and you're going to be mechala $100 worth of produce onto this matveya, but the matveya was rubbed out, so it's only really worth $50. So now when you go change it in Yerushalayim, you're going to get $50. So it seems like you're losing Maaseh Sheni. You still got to do it. Why? Because the person who's not accepting it for its full value is only really a Nefesh Ra. Really, it has the full value. I don't know what that means. Okay. So, the Gemara is now going to say, Gemara is going to flesh it out, because our Mishnah seemed to indicate that up to this point, there is no onah. From this point further, 1.6, 1.12, 1.24, there is onah. The Brisa says it comes from the other way, and it says, Uri Minhi, Ad kamateh selah chaseira v'eba onah. Until what point is a selah missing, and there will be onah, and it gives the same shiurim. Meaning that 1.12, 1.6, 1.24, right, that would be onah. Our Mishnah seems to say that at that point it's not onah. The Brisa says it is onah. So, we'll explain it to, this is the way I think you say it, that we really hold it to Brisa. It is onah. Tosfos says machlokus of avi ad bichlal, ad v'lo ad bichlal. But we can learn it this way also. Amar apap lo tana, to tana didon kakashim yimata lamayla. Yitana barak kakashim yimata lamata. Depends on which way you're going. Our Mishnah is counting from mimata lamala. We're talking about a chisaron and a sela that lost a little bit up to this point. When it gets to this point, it's high, then it's onah. And the Brisa is talking about going, talking about where it lost a lot, and now it's counting down. So basically saying the same thing, that at this point, at 1.24th, at 1.12th, at 1.6th, that's the borderline, and that's when onah kicks in. So Gemara asks, Maishna besela depolig, right? The pligi, why is it by a coin? There's a machlokas in the Mishnah as to what the amount of onah is, 1.6th, 1.12th, 1.24th, Maishna betalis. Talis is a code word for Ostam Schora, right? The low pligi. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda didn't say 1/12 or 1/24 there. Everyone seemed to agree it was 1/6. Why here is it different by a coin? So first answer is, I think, Amar Rava, man tan the Talis. Who's the man, the Amar, who gave a Mishnah, who gave the din of the Talis? That's 1/6. That's Rav Shimon. But really, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda would argue even by Talis, which is then kasha as to why, you know, why they didn't mention it there. Why the Mishnah didn't mention the Machlokas there. Okay? But Abai Amar Abai says, no, it's different. There's a difference between talis, which is code word for schora, and matbeos. Abai Amar, talis, when it comes to a talis, ad shtus, up to a sixth, machal inish. People are going to be machal up to a sixth. They're willing to take a 1/6, to be fleeced by 1/6. Why? The amri inish, because it's like what people say. Ashik ligabaych, you should buy yourself a talis to cover your body. Ashik from Lashon Ashok, even if you're going to be ripped off a little bit. Ashik ligabeich, v'shabe likreisef. But when it comes to food that you're going to eat, what you need, then you shouldn't buy more. Mi'iri brings down that maybe when it comes to clothing reflects you and you want to make a good impression, so you spend a little more just to look better. So, but sela came into lo sagi le lo machil. But a sela, when it comes to a coin, you can't use it for its value. Once it loses a certain amount of value, you can't use it anymore. So therefore, whatever the 6th, 1/12th, you have to figure out what the machlokas is between 1/12th and 1/24th. But therefore, it's lo machil. A person's not machil, because once it's nifsal, then you can't use it. So they could say, even if it's nifsal a little bit less, even if the value that it went down is even less than 1/6th, which 1/12th or 1/24th is less, then you would still have onah. But Tosos and all the Rishonim then ask on this. Okay, so we said what? We said that by it comes to a talis, right, you're machal inish. Because, okay, so then we say by talis you'd say a six. But what about food? Food, we say people aren't willing to spend more. So why by food is there no, the food, the halacha is like the talis. It's 1/6. We should have the same machal, we should say 1/12 to 1/24 by food also. And also when it comes to the dinner, right, when it comes to the dinner, would only be if the lokeach. How's that work again? Tosfos asked the question. He says, "Ashik legabeich ve'im tomar hatenach nisana lokeach." If the lokeach is nisana, but nisana mocher ma'ikal lememar. If the mocher is nisana ma'ikal lememar, because why? What's the question again? I mean, what's the difference? According to, if the mocher got ripped off, what's the difference whether it's a coin, whether it was dealing with coins, or was dealing with items? He's getting the same money that's being ripped off. So Tosfos has a little plug. But it's a better question. Why, the svaras don't seem to apply across the board. Okay. Gufa. Now we're gonna go to the Brisa. We just quote, remember we had the Mishnah, and then we quoted the Brisa, which seemed to be a stira, which said, Ad kam te'esel chasei v'yeba onah. Now we're gonna quote the Brisa, And the Braisa has some cryptic statements, and we're going to have to try to explain them through the Gemara. So Gufa, the Braisa says like this: Akam teyaselach asir yebo. No, until what point? At what point is the seller missing a sufficient amount of its value, and it would be therefore be ono to use it because you're ripping the guy off with this false coin? So Rav Meir Omer Abay Saros, right? Isser Ladinar, Rav Yehuda Omer Abar Pinjanus Pujin Ladinar, right? 124th, 112th. Rav Shimon Omer Shmonu Pinjanus Shnei Pujin Ladinar, 1/6. V'yeser Al Kain. Right, if it's worth more, meaning if it didn't lose this value, 1/6, 1/12, 1/24, depending on the shita, meaning yes, okay, it's still worth. It didn't get to the point of ona, then mochra b'shavya, you can sell it for what it's worth. Machlokas rishonim, major machlokas rishonim, doesn't mean sell it what it's worth. The rush seems to indicate that you can sell it for what it's worth, meaning if it was a dinner, you can sell it for a dinner. If it was you can sell it for what its original value was. The Ravid, who's brought down in the Ritva, he seems to say Machra B'Shivya means you can still use this coin, but for what its actual face value is now. I'm face value in the wrong term. What it's actually worth right now. We'll shave down a little bit, so what it's worth now. So if it went down an Isar, you can sell it for like a Selah minus the Isar. The Rush says it's still it's the original, for the original value. Okay. Yes, okay, Machra B'Shivya. So now, Ad Kama Ti Paches V'Hiyeh Rashai L'Kaima. Now, at what point does the coin lose enough value that you're no longer allowed to keep it in your rishus? Because if you keep it in your rishus, people may not see how much you lost its value, and there's a taiva now to use a coin that's, say, worth less than $100 and get $100 of value for it. Right? So you're going to be stealing, because then you go to the money changer, and it's not worth anything. It's not worth what you got it for. Right? Akamati b'chais v'yirosh alikaima b'sela shekel. If it's a sela, until it gets to a shekel, meaning half of its value. Right? Ubedinar, we're just going to read this now, and the Gemara will explain it. Ubedinar adrova, a dinar, right, which is worth four sela. We say adrova, a fourth of what? A fourth. If it's only, if one's, why would one be a half and one be? Thank you. Why would one be a half and one be a fourth? So the Gemara doesn't explain that. But pachos mikain isar, anything less than this, an isar, whatever that means, then usser, it's usser. Okay, the bright. We're going to skip what that, try to explain that now, and try to understand it when we get to it. In the Gemara, this is a very difficult Gemara because this doesn't. It's just not shayach at all today. We have checks, we have dollar bills, we have credit cards. You don't have the money you're using have actual intrinsic value. $100 bill is not worth $100 in paper. It just symbolizes $100. So, and the concept of no also I don't understand. The price of the thing is what the market bears, not what whatever. So I don't understand all that. But those are my issues with. We'll continue with the Gemara. So Gemara said, "Hare." Now the Braisa continues, right? What does it mean by something that you can't keep? Right? We said if it went down a sela to a shekel or dinner a revi a rova, you can't keep it. So hare zel lo yim karena. You can't sell this matbeya or you give this matbeya lo l'tagar, not to a tagar, which is a merchant, lo l'charam, not to an extortionist, lo l'harag, and not to a murderer. Why only these three? Why, the Rambam leaves out Tagar. Rambam leaves out Tagar. Right? Why only these three? Because Mipnei Shemirabin Ba Es Achirim. Because they're gonna force other people to use the coins. I guess the Rotseach and the extortionist are gonna walk into the store, say, "Here, I'm buying this item for you, you're using this coin. You don't use this coin, I'm gonna kill you." So even though you're gonna lose, so they're gonna rip you off. But the Tagar, I guess the Tagar, because maybe he's going to go back and forth and try to pass it off as good when it comes to, because he's buying and selling things. Right? Tosos one second, we'll get to that. What should you do with it? You should pierce a hole in it. You should make a necklace out of it and hang it on your son or your daughter. Necklace on your boy? Interesting Shiloh here they bring up here. It looks like that, you're putting a necklace on a boy. So, it says that you're not allowed to be mekayim it. You can't give it to a harag. So the Tosfos and Pharos ask, "What's the problem of giving it to a tagar? Right? Why only these three?" Tosfos and Pharos asks. Should be also everybody. You're gonna rip everybody off with this. They're not worth what it claims to be, right? So he says, "For other bnei adam, you're allowed to sell." And Tosfos answers the same thing. You're allowed to give it to them if you give it to them on Tanai that they say, "Oh, I want to buy this for a necklace for my son or daughter." And then you're allowed to give it to them, but the tagar, the charim, and the harag, you can't give them at all because we're not so mech on them that they're going to actually use it for permitted use. They're going to use it for not permitted use. That's the answer. Tosas gives that answer. I mean, Tosas Rebbe Peretz gives that answer. Ritva gives that answer. That seems to be what all the Rishonim say. They're struggling. What's the difference if it's not allowed to use it? Why can you give it? Not give it to the? You're not allowed to use it. And the Rambam, only brings down the charam and the harag, and doesn't bring down the tagar. So where does he get that from? So I'm sure there's Torah on that, but I just didn't have time. But it just, okay. So that's what you can, if you can't do it. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the Gemara had mentioned now, at what point does it lose enough value that you're not allowed to keep it in your house? We said a sella if it loses a shekel. Meaning if a sella, if it goes down half of its value, because there are two shkolim per sella. And then it said a dinar ad rova, a quarter of its value. Right? Now, if there are four dinarim into a sella. So one shekel equals two dinar. So Amar Mar, b'sella ad shekel, where a sella goes down half, ubedina ad rova, and for dinar until it goes down to a quarter of what it's worth. Why? Why for a seller it would have to go down, only if it goes down half of its value. For dinner it goes down more of its value until it's only worth a quarter. So what's the difference? So maishna b'sela at shekel, u maishna b'dina at rova. What's the difference? So amar abayi, mai rova de katani, nami rova shekel. What does it mean a rova of a dinner? It means a rova of a shekel. Which means what? Even the dinner, right, is like a seller. So it would mean, if you take a rova of the seller in dinar currency, it's only half. Why? The rova, we say the dinar is the matbeya, a small coin, which is a rova of a shekel, which is worth half of a dinar, because a shekel is twice as big as a dinar, right? Okay, get back to your third or fourth grade fractions to figure this out. So Amar Rav, and Rav says, you're right, that it's talking about a rova of a shekel, which is really half of a dinar. Daik dekanami, dekatani rova. It uses the Lashon rova, which means you can either, I don't know what the diak is, below katani revia. I don't say revia, shvamina. I don't know what the diak is. A rova instead of revia is medayik like a bayit, and it means a quarter of the shekel, which is half of a dinar. Okay? So the Gemara asked, okay, so then lamli lemitli ladina b'shekel. So why is the Vraiser using, why are you saying bedina ad rova? Just say a half of a shekel. Why are you using the lashon of dinar to explain the value of a shekel? Just use the value of a shekel. Say a rova of a dinar. Do a half a shekel. So the Gemara answers, milsa agav orche kamash. One's coming to teach us a din, milsa agav orche, that the ika dinar de asimi shekel. There is a matbeya of a dinar which can be used, which can be circulated, even though it derives from a shekel. Meaning originally it was a shekel coin. And now it lost half of its value, it can be used as a dinar. And you're not choshesh that people are going to assume that this is still a shekel. It's only worth half the value. The problem is that people may not realize how much value it lost. So I guess the metzias is that if a shekel loses half its value, people are going to realize that it's now a dinar. And it's not a shekel. Right? The igor dinar da asimi shekel. And misayile the Rav Ami, and this is a proof or a support to Rav Ami, the Amr Rabbi Ami. Rav Ami says, dinar haba mishekel mutalakaino. A dinar, which I guess is born out of a shekel, meaning it's a shekel that went down half of its value and it's now a dinar, you're allowed to use it as a dinar. You're not worried that people are going to try to pass it off as a shekel. But dinar haba misela. But let's say you have a seller that goes down in its value that's now only worth a dinar. Originally the seller was worth 40 dinarim. So now it lost 3/4 of its value and it's only worth a dinar. Then usla kaimo. That you can't use. You can't use as a what? You can't use it as a dinar. You can't. Why? Because people might pass it off. Rashi was explaining people might pass it off as a shekel. It went down from a seller and got shaved down enough that now it's only worth a dinar. But since the seller itself was so thick, people are going to realize that it went all the way down to a dinar. People might think it only went down to a shekel, and therefore you won't be able, which is worth 2 dinarim, and therefore people might be able to make the mistake, and you can trick people by this, so you can't even keep it as a dinar. So if a shekel goes down to a dinar, you can use it as a dinar, but if a seller goes down to a dinar, you can't use it as a dinar, because people might mistake it for a shekel. Okay. Now, the Braisa continues. It's fun, right? The Braisa continues. Pachos mikain Isar, Isor. Anything less than this, an Isar, if it goes down an Isar, then it's Asar. So my comer, what's the Braisa going on that's talking about this? You can't say that only if a seller or a dinar goes down an Isar, you can't keep it. Because we said a half or a quarter, but both means a half. So what does it mean it went down just a little bit? An Isar is the smallest amount. Remember, one sell equals 96 Isarim. That's the smallest amount in this currency. So Amar Abaye, Hachik Amar. Abaye says, this is going back to the three-way machlokas we had in the Braisa about a sixth, a twelfth, and a 24th. Right? So pachasa sela yoser michde onah isar asar. If a sela goes down beyond the onah, goes down the value to the onah point, plus an isar, then it's asar. You can't even use it. You can't even use it as is. I mean, you can't use it as whatever the value would be for face value, okay? Or for some reason, you can't use it for real value. So Amalei Rav says, we're talking about, if it reached the point of onah, why are you giving me an isar? Afilu masha hunami. It's an onah already. Of course, you can't use it. Even if it goes down a minuscule amount, less than an isar, you can't use it. You already reached the limit. You already reached the limit. So why does it have to go down this plus an isar? You reached the limit. So Rav says, no. What's this going on? This is going on. Pachasa sela isar ledinar asar. If a sela goes down an isar ledinar, okay? If a sela goes down one isar to a dinar, which is, I think, one, which is like Rav Meir. What was Rav Meir again? Rav Meir held that it was 1/24, right? Yeah, that makes sense. So, if the sela goes down an isar, l'chol dinar, one isar per dinar, which is, and one dinar has 24 isarim, so it's 1/24. Therefore, then it's usher. Then that's the din of onah. It's a raya to Rav Meir, who stomach to Rav Meir, and it's like a support to Rav Meir. Don't even read the bottom. That's how they work out the math. So that's how it works. So this last line, if the pachas mikan isar usher is like Rav Meir, because pachas hasela, if the sela goes down an isar ledinar, which is 1/24, then usher and stomach to Rav Meir. That's a raya to Rav Meir, who had the shear of 1/24 in the Mishnah and the Brisa. Okay. Again, there's a lot to talk about on these Gemaras. You just have to, for the top, you just have to get try to get what actually the words are saying. Now, Tanan Hasam, the Gemara is going to now bring down another Mishnah, which talks about keeping a matbeya, a coin that became puzzle, you know, went down in value. Okay. Tanan Hasam, it's a Mishnah in Kalim. So really, if you're using the matbeyos, the matbeyos are not mekabel tumah. They're not considered a kli. Okay, but sela shenifsula, if a sela got puzzle, v'hiskina. What does it mean, v'hiskina? I guess, and you got ready, sheishoka b'mishkalos. Since it lost value, you know, I'm not going to use it anymore for money, I'm going to use it as a weight. I'm not saying you use it as a weight. It's based on the weight of a shekel, which had a different, and also you're not supposed to use matbeos for weights. Oh, I thought that's the rule. I think, Tosos, I think even asked that question. Yeah, Tosos on Amud Beis says Im Tomar Tosos second Tosos the Hachol Masmer Shosu Mishkal B'Shel Matechas. You can use metal. Well, Mochras Asvina Armina Einosi Mashkalos Mishel Matechas. Okay, so we're coming to Tosos' question. We'll figure out what the answer is, you know, for further research. But what you do now is you take it out, and now it becomes a weight. So then Timea. Now it can be Mekabel Tumah because now you made it into a kli, and it can be Mekabel Tumah. Okay, that's to the side. Next, the Mishnah continues. At kamati paches via rasha lekaima, how much can it go down in value? At what point can you no longer use it? Because you're worried that it may not be, you're going to cheat people. Sela shnei dinarim. If a sela goes down 2 dinarim, which is 1 shekel, which is a half of a sela. I don't know why you say sela and a half, right? So that's half. So, but pachos mikain, if it's worth less than shnei dinarim, if it goes down even more, then yakots. You have to cut it up. You can't use it at all. And the Gemara says, that's if it goes down, if it's worth less than shnei dinarim. But yeser alkein mai, what if it went down in value, but the matvei is worth more than 2 dinarim? Okay, which means it's worth more than a shekel, worth a little more than half of the sela. Right? So, amar Rav Huna, pachos mikain yakots, if it goes down to this value, then you have to chop it up. And also, yes, there are kain yakots. Even if it's worth more than 2 dinarim, yakots, you still have, even worth more than half, you still have to chop it up. But Rami says, no, pachos mikain yakots. Only if it goes down to this value, goes down half a value, you have to cut it up. But yes, there are kain, if it's worth more, then yikayim, you can keep it. Now the Gemara is going to ask two questions on Rav Huna, who says, even if it doesn't go down to being worth a half, you still have to chop it off, chop it up. So Meisvei, we learned in the Brice that we just said, I'm not sure I understand this, but yeser alkein mochra b'shavya. If it goes down more than this amount to the raisa, you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it for what it's worth. Again, the machlokas Rosh and the Raiva there, whether that means what it was originally worth or what, it's, what face value or real value. Right? So my love, what does it mean, Yasser Kain? Shepachasa Yoser Mikdei Ona Asa. That it went down in value a little more than the Onada threshold. A little more than a 6th, a 12th, or a 24th. And he, even so, you see here it went down to more than that value, more than the Onada value, that you're allowed to keep it, right? You're allowed to keep it and sell it for what it's worth. And you don't, it, we see it doesn't have to go down all the way to half. Rav Huna's, and you're still allowed to keep it, right? Which is against Rav Huna, who says you cannot keep a seller that lost more than a shir onah up to a half. I'm not sure what the question is. I'm not sure what the rai is. Rav Huna said that even if it loses less than half the value, you have to sell it. Right, half is only is half is one half. That's a lot more. I don't see why it's a question on Rav Huna. Does he help you there? Does that? Ah, okay. You should be able to sell it. Okay, so according, according to, oh, if it went down more than.
Yeah,
so why is it only a question on Rav Huna? Why is it only a question on Rav Huna? Why is that not a question on Rav Chisda also? Because Rav Chisda, not Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, you know, only if it went down. You still have. Right. Right, so why, maybe Rav Huna says Pachas Mekain up to the Onah. Okay, you say Pachas Mekain to Rav Huna, you have to cut it up. But you see here from our Brisa that even if it went down more than the Onah, you can still can keep it. According to Rav Huna, you really should be chopping it up.
Right, you shouldn't even have it.
Yeah, but we don't have the Shiurim here. It's not. I don't see how clear that is. Okay, that's what. All right, that's what I thought, but I don't. I'm not gonna. Fine. Okay, so lo, that's not how you explain the Brisa. What does Yisera mean? That kati lo pachasa b'chtei onasa mochra b'shavya. It means yeser akay means yisera. Yisera means it's worth. This is how we explained the brisa before. If it's still worth more than get, it still hasn't reached the onaa level. Then you can look, and then mina kati lo pachasa b'chtei onasa didn't go down the onaa level. Then mochra b'shavya. Then you can sell it machlokas Rosh and Raivit at that point. Okay, Meisrei. The next question on Rav Huna. The brisa said. Ad kama tipaches the irashayla kaima. And to what point can it go down? You're allowed to keep it. Pesela achekel, meaning a half. It went down to a half. Then you have to get rid of it. So my love, the paches porta porta. Aren't we dealing with a case where it went down little by little, little by little? So there was a point then, right? So the seller went down little by little. So originally it was worth a seller. Then it went down a little bit until it was worth a shekel. So what about the times between when it went from a seller to a shekel? You're allowed to keep it. Not only when it's worth a shekel. And it's a question of Rav Huna who says that it's usher to keep it even if it's worth more than a shekel. Right? Rav Huna said, according to our brisa, only when it gets to a half. Rav Huna said even more than a half. But if this thing keeps going down little by little by little, there's a point in time where it's worth more than a half. So according to Rav Huna, you should have to destroy it. But according to the brisa, you still can keep it until it reaches a half. So he says, lo, that's not the case. It's the nafal anura, the ifchus b'chad zimna. It fell into a furnace and got knocked down. All the value got knocked down in one shot. So it doesn't have to do with Rav Huna. It got down to one shot to a half. The Brisa is not even talking about the case of where it went down little by little by little. Maybe even went down little by little. It would be like Rav Huna, who says even if it loses more than half, even if it loses less than half the value, that you're not allowed to keep it. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask, a steer from our brisa to another brisa. Right, our brisa said, you dig, if it goes down this value, you bore a hole in it, and you hang it up as a necklace for your son or your daughter. Mashma that a son to wear a necklace, so it depends probably on the time or the area where you live in. That's what determines what begadisha, begadisha. I mean, I don't know, is a kilt in Ireland or Scotland a begadisha? Probably not. It's probably the uniform. I'm not passing, and I'm not suggesting you wear it, but it's just that it depends on you know where you are. So Amar Mar, right? Our Brisa said, "Yikavenu v'itlena b'tzavra b'no b'tzavra b'ito." For meaning, unless you're a stira, lo ya'asena mishkal ben mishkalosav. You can't make it into a weight. V'lo yisuken ben gerutosav. You can't throw it into your broken pieces of silver. V'lo yikavenu v'itlena b'tzavra b'no b'tzavra b'ito. You can't even put a hole in it and put it as a necklace for your daughter or your son. Ella, what do you do? Oh yisok, oh yitok, oh yokots. Oh, you're a little melech. Get rid of it. You have to destroy it one way or another. You have to destroy it. So there's a steer in the brisos. So Amr Belazar, Amr La Ravuna, Rav Elazar, Lo Kasha, there's no Kasha, depends on where you're putting the hole. Khan, in our Brisa, would you allow to put the hole in it? It's Be'emsa. If you dig a hole right down the middle, you can see it's possible. But Khan, that's sad. What we now have to do is put the hole on the side. Because if you put the hole on the side, maybe you'll shave down the edges of the, you know, the perimeter of the coin, and then you'll use it when, without the hole anymore. Okay. So Ad, Mishnah continue, Ad Masai Mutta Lahaksir. So when can you return it? So they gave two different time periods. Bakrachim Acha Yiran El Shulchani, until you go to the money changer. The time it would take it to go to the money changer, but the kfarim you have at Arbei Shavasos. So why do you have this different period? And when it came to the regular mist, we said a different time period. Maishna Dvesela Demaplig, right? There's a difference between the Ayarim and the Krachim. Or Maishna Betalis, when it came to buying a talis, there was no chilek. We just said Achi Kadeshiyar Tagala Krovo. Why, when it comes to the Ksela, do you have a longer time period, a different time period for the Krachim? Right? Maybe they wait till Megillah, then they read on. But that's the... So, Amar Avaye, Ki Tnan Nami Mas Nisan Betalas B'Krachim Tnan. Avaye said, no, just like he said before, the Machlokas apply, the same Machlokas, he says, there's also Machlokas that comes to the Talas, and even comes to the Talas, the B'nai Krachim have until Erev Shabbos to come into the city. Rabbi Omar says, no, Talas Kon Inish Kim Le'Begava, everyone knows what a piece of clothing is worth. Zela came into local inish kimle gabbah. You have to be an expert. You have to be a money changer. El shulchani hilchah bekrachim the ikah shulchani achi yiran shulchani. So therefore, in the cities where there are money changers, then you until the time where it takes to get to the money changer. But kvarim the leker shulchani where there isn't a shulchani, so you have an extended period of time ad arve shabbosos until erev Shabbos the sakum shuk. Because then you go to the stores and then they can show it to the money changers. So it just depends on what. So by talis, people know what it's worth. But the talis applies to everything. So it's talis, food, chairs, tables. Everyone knows what that is worth. So you don't have, even in the Krachim, you don't have the extended time period. Okay? Fine. So the Mishnah continued. Im haya makira afila achar shei machodesh. If you recognize it after 12 months, then mikavlam meni, you have to just take it back. The ein lo alav el taromas. You only have taromas. What does that mean? So, heicha, what are we talking about? If we're talking about the Krachim, how Marta Achi here in the Shulchani, you only have until you send it to show it to a Shulchani. Bibikvarim, how Marta Arav Shabbosos, you only have until Arav Shabbos. What's this 12-month period? So Amar Rav Chisda, now Rav Chisda is saying, it's Midas Chasidus Shanukan. The Mishnah is talking about Midas Chasidus, meaning that if the guy who gave the coin finds out about it, even up to 12 months later, that he gave a bad coin, he should take the coin back. Even up to 12 months, it's a Midas Chasidus. So Amar says, wait a second. So then look at the Seifa. Ema safe of ain lo alav el taromis. Then he only has a kvetch at him. He only has a taromis. So Laman, who are we talking about? El chassid. If we're talking about the guy who's being a chassid, why does he have a, so lo lekabul lo kabul kalum and lo taromis devilay? Don't accept it back. It's only midas chassidus. And don't talk bad about the person. Why are you going to be a midas chassidus to take it back? You're such a hacker. I'm going to take it back and I'm going to bad mouth the guy. Just don't take it back. You don't have to, right? So right, lo kabul menevil lo taromis devilay. The ella. Lehayach the kibble, maybe talking about the guy who got it back, so he can get it back and now he's going to badmouth him? The boss of the kibble, meaning Taromas to Havile? After this guy, after 12 months, went with Nimish Shuras Adin and gave him back a coin that he didn't really have to give him back, now you're going to badmouth him? What's the story? So that can't be. So Hachikam, this one means. No, you have 12 months, it's a Midas Chasidus. Ha Acher, Afma Pisha, Eim a Kabbalah, and then Eim all level Taromas. But if the guy doesn't do Midas Chasidus, and he doesn't give back the coin after 12 months, so the guy who's stuck with the coin doesn't have a legal complete bounty, he just has Taromas against him. Whatever Taromas means, because he waited 12 months, he was too much time elapsed. Okay. Still not sure I understand. Well, you got to get the coinage and everything. Okay, next. Not so easy now either. Benosna lemaiser sheni ve'enu choshesh she'enu ela nefesh ra'a. We said that even though the thing went down in value to the point of ona'a, you could still be mechalo mos maiser sheni onto these mos, because the people who don't accept it, they're only nefesh ra'a. So, amara papa, shmamina, we see from here, from what the Mishnah says, that whoever's not mikabel a matbeya that went down its value is a nefesh ra, meaning that they're stingy. Hay man demokim azuze mikre nefesh ra. A person who I guess is stingy and doesn't accept a matbeya that has a pagam in it, he's considered nefesh ra. I don't know what shmami no. That's what the Mishnah said. I don't understand that. What's the deal that they're making out of there? Okay. So the Tosos, this long Tosos, Nosna, brings down from the Rivan that what shear are we talking about that it went down? He's considered Nefesh Ra. Because so the Rivan says that it went down, the Matbeah went down up to the Ono point. Right? And someone who's not Mikabel, it's $100, it went down to the Ono point. If someone doesn't take this worth for $100, it's considered Nefesh Ra. But Tosos asks, why? I mean, it's Ono. Why are you considered a Nefesh Ra for not taking it? I don't understand what that means. According to if the Perish is, if you don't accept the coin that went down in the Ono amount, you're stingy. Why are you stingy? The Torah says it's Ono. Well, I don't understand why that's considered stingy. Right? I mean, the whole din is, if it's real Ono, you're allowed to give it back. So, and if it's even more than that, it's a Mechach Tos, and you have to give it back. So if you don't give it back, you're stingy. That doesn't make sense, that Rivan. All right, I have to spend more time on the Tosos one day to figure out what that says. Okay, so Vahani Mili, and Rapapa says, Vahani Mili hu desagi lehu, but this is only if b'shas hadchak you can pass this coin off and use this coin. Meaning somehow in the market it's bad economic times and people are willing to trade with this coin, then but if people aren't willing to trade in this coin, then you're not considered Nefesh Ra. So he seems to make the deciding factor whether or not it has a market value. I just thought the deciding factor should be whether you have a chiyuv or to return it. Okay. So Messiah. I think that's what the Rivan is saying. I'll find the Rivan inside. Right. The Rivan's in the middle of the Tosos. It's the Harav Yitzchak ben Harav Rav Meir Miforish Tekaya Pachos Mekdei Ona. Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong.
And if it involves Ono, shouldn't be having it and all that.
Yeah, you're supposed to get rid of it. I don't. Right. So then, that maybe the qualification is the Sagi Luhu, that somehow the market bears it. I don't know. Okay. 5 minutes for the next piece. Misayele, our Mishnah, which tells us that you could be Machalo, Peiros, Maishasheni, onto the Sela that went down in value, the Ono amount, is a Raya Lechiskiya. It's a Raya for the din of Chiskiya. The Amr Chiskiya, because Chiskiya said, Bo Leforta, Porta b'shavya, v'lechala mechala b'yafa. If you're coming to exchange the value of the coins, then you only get real value, right? Not as if it was full, only what it's worth now. I mean, you go to the coin change in Yerushalayim, if it went down to 6, you only get the value minus the 6. But v'lechala, if you're coming to be mechala, the ma'aser sheni payrus onto these coins, then mechala b'yafa. You could do the entire face value of the amount, what it was originally. So where it says, Mike Amar, what's Chizkiyah telling us? So Hachik Amar, Alpha P, he's telling us, Alpha P, he's about the part of Bishav, because Mechala, Mechala Biyafa. He comes to me telling us, he seems to be making a split. Yes, the coin's not worth what's originally worth. So when you're going to go to exchange in Yerushalayim, you're not going to get the full amount. But you can still be Mechala the full amount onto this coin. Okay? It's a big split. So now basically what you're doing is you're losing Maiser Sheni on it. So, the Memra, does this come to teach us the Sabar Chiskiya, the Mezazlim, the Maisha Sheni? That when it came to Maisha Sheni, right, you had, when you took the coin, did you take exact value? Were you Mitzamtsin and say, it's $100 on Maisha Sheni, I'm going to put exactly $100 on coins? People were afraid that the coin wouldn't be worth exactly the amount, right? So if the coin, if it ended up being $99, then there's a $1 worth of Maisha Sheni that you weren't posing, you can't eat it. So they would make sure there was extra on the coins. So the mezalzim ma'aser sheni, v'ha amar chiskiya ma'aser sheni she'ein bo shava puta. You're only supposed to be mechal ma'aser sheni that's worth a puta. But let's say a ma'aser sheni that's not worth shava puta. What do? So then, hu v'chom shom mechul al mos harishonos. So you can be mechal it on other mos. How can you be mechal on other mos? Because you left room in the other mos, so you can put it over there. Lefi she'i efshal adel mitzamtzim ma'osav. Because a person isn't mitzamtzim exactly the mos. So the question is, since people are always choshes that the value of the mos is going to be less than the value of the peros, and if they're not mechal, and therefore there's going to be extra left over, therefore they would always put extra. And the extra would be left over for these small amounts of that shavapruta. But it's see from Chizkiya that a person is not mechalel so exact, right? So culture came, he's not going to be mechalel on this matbeya paguma, right? Because he's then going to get, if it's a full value coin, he's not going to put the exact amount on. And even this coin that lost value, he won't be so careless to put the amount on that coin, because maybe it won't be right. Because especially if he's going to Yerushalayim and he's not going to get that value, he's always going to leave extra. So my biyafa, and the lashon doesn't work out here. Rabbeinu Peretz asked the question on it. It's my biyafa B'toras yofer. The trei zili lo mizalimbe. What does it mean, b'yofer? Chizkiya said what? Chizkiya said, im bala parta parta b'shavya, im bala chala machala b'yofer. It means as if it's value now. Meaning that, this is how they explain it, that you're not mechalel the entire amount, just a little bit less. Meaning if originally it was a 24, let's say it was worth a seller, which is 24 mos, is the example they give. So it went down in value, it's now being worth 20. So Chizkiya says, in Yerushalayim, people don't like it so much, they're only going to give you 19. But you can be mechalel 20 onto it. Okay? The trei zili lo mezalzelin bei. Because trei zili, people aren't going to, I'm not sure what that means. Trei zili lo mechalel, what does Rashi say? The apagav, the tana no sein lemashu sheni, chad zilusa ashmi'ina, the mischala al sela chasera, the lo amrina hareyu ki isimon, o kemos and itonos bila simon. About trei zili, the chala lea maise bet mei sela yof velo. I think he's saying that you're not going to do two zilzos when it comes to the maise sheni. You're not going to be mechala it on a sela that's chaser, and you're also not going to be mechala to make it shalem. Meaning you're not going to, number one, it's chaser. So you're putting maise sheni, he's putting payros maisheni onto a coin that's really maybe a problem as not being a coin because it's rubbed out. That's one zilzal. But you may do that, but you're not going to be mezalzal again and put it for its full value. You're only going to do it for the 20, not for the 24. And Rabbeinu Peretz says, then you should say, the whole lashon doesn't work out there. All right, we'll go out to the gufa and we'll pick up there tomorrow. Have a good day.